I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Lime, lemon, cinnamon. One of these things is not like the others. This is Sandrit Singla with the lowdown on science. Familiar aromas can bring back childhood memories or send a chill up your spine. But why do things get personal for the brain when it comes to smells? Stan Pashkovsky and colleagues from Harvard Medical School wondered. They selected sets of smells with different chemical diversities. One set had similar smells, like lemon and lime. Another was completely different, roses versus pizza. They let mice take the smell test while monitoring their brain activity. The researchers focused on the olfactory cortex, the region of the brain responsible for smell. Results? Chemically similar smells caused correlated patterns in brain activity, but unrelated odors caused completely different brain signals. Scientists now have a clue as to how our brains understand the relationship between smells. This could help develop machines that can identify a scent by its chemical structure. A virtual smelling machine to smell that virtual coffee over the next Zoom work call. Pants optional.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.